Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable, coming to you today on Thursday, April 14th, 2022. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes, Marv, today we'll be discussing what's going on the second blitz of the voter registration exercise, with most organizations for the female activists encouraging women to register to vote, and some having campaigns which are female spearheaded to encourage the electorate to vote. And we also saw the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission saying that its centers will be opened throughout the whole of the Easter holiday. So people should take that chance to register to vote.
Yes, sir. And we saw that in the past months, although some of the centers were open, people were not really taking up the challenges. So this is where now the women's organizations, nonprofits are also coming out and saying that they are going to be holding awareness programs to encourage women to go and register to vote, and then thereafter to vote in the election.
Yes, and there are fears in some parts of the country that some constituencies may fall under the X for the delimitation exercise because there are a few registered number of voters. And people cite various problems like lack of identity documents and birth certificates to enable them to get the IDs. But we have seen the government saying it has made it easier for people to access these documents. So we're just waiting to see if this program will pick up or if it will continue on a slow pace with people trickling in. Remember, we even heard that there was a province where there was only one person registered by each day.
Yes, and we also saw that in Harare, especially, the registration department have been going out to high-density suburbs to encourage people to come in and take birth certificates and also taking ID cards to enable them thereafter if they want to then go and register to vote. But some are arguing that maybe ZEC should be working hand-in-hand with the organization that is actually giving out the birth certificates and the IDs so that the two, if you get your card, then you can register to vote at the same venue.
Yes, and at the same time, the civic organizations are encouraging the voter registration awareness programs. But we saw that ZEC has already started those. But we spoke to some activists who are saying that the exercise should have come before the registration, as some people are not aware of the ongoing process, especially in some remote parts of the rural areas.
Yes, go ahead.
Yabo ke abasanda ukusixhuma namhlanje ke sicubungula udaba lokubhalisela ukuvota, voter registration exercise. Esaqhubeka siyabona ukuthi sokulihlandla lesibili lwalolu hlelo oluqhubeka ke elizweni. I-ZEC, ike iCommission ye-ZEC, yiyo phela ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho, ike yaba lohlelo olufanayo. Lona luhlala nje luvuliwe, kodwa okwehluke ngalolu yikuthi ngilolo luhamba lubhalisela abantu ukuthi bevote, kutsho ukuthi luya ezigabeni zabantu, i-mobile voter registration exercise. Njalo iCommission le iyazisa abantu kunkundla ezithiyeneyo zabulenjini ukuthi bekhangele ukuthi ezigabeni zabo kubhaliselwa ngaphi ukuvota kuzo zonke izigaba zelizwe, eMathebeleland, eMashonaland, eManicaland, eMidlands, lemadolobheni wonke, ukuthi abantu babekwazi ukuthi balubhekisa ukuthi bayebhalisela ukuvota lokhu. Iningi-ke kuyilabo abaleminyaka abasanda ukufikisa iminyaka elitshumi lesitshiyagalolunye abangakaze-ke bevote, ababhalisa okokuqala, labanye nje abaphezudlana kwalapho abangazange bevote. Njalo labo abavotileyo ababhalisela ukuvota, sibonile isiphathamandla se-ZEC uMnumzana Jasper Mangwane sithi abantu behambe bayekhangela imininingwane yabo ukuthi yonke yenele yini nxa babhalisele ukuvota, ukhangele ukuthi ibizo lakho liqondile, iwadi lapho ovotela khona iqondile, isigaba ovotela kuso siqondile, konke kubhalwe kuhle ngemfanelo yini, ukwenzela ukuthi ngelanga lokuvota umuntu angafiki ephazamiseka ukuthi ayenze njani. yikho ke siyabe sikucubungula ke lokho lamhlanje sikhuluma ke lengcwethi ezilwela amalungelo abesifazana labanye abaphatheke kulezi nhlelo zokubhalisela ukuvota ukuze sizwe ukuthi bathini njalo bakhuthaza njani abantu ingxaki zingapi inhlelo zikahulumende aziqhubayo ziyasebenza yini ukuthi abantu bebhalisele ukuvota mavelahle
kufuna kuthi masangano mazhinji ari kukurudzira iwo madzimai kuti aende achinonyoresa kuvhota uyezve pane zvinoona kuti sangano rese riri kutiwo zvakare riri kuita zvidzidzo zvekudzidzisa vanhu pamusoro pekukosha kwakaita kuvhota tionawo zvakare vanotoresa zvitupa vari kutipa nezvino vari kuenda kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana vachiedza kuti vawanike avo vasina zvitupa nemabhek setifiketi vachipiwa izvi aiwa taita rumbura kanaka tina amai evamaisi munando vanova ivo vanoshanda nesangano reunion coalition of zimbabwe uyezve vachishanda nevanasikana kufemale students kwavanoita zvakare basa ikoko saka regai tivachingamidze tinzwe kuti zvirongwa zvipi zvavari kuita
tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu
tinotenda makadii mose mose kwamuri ikoko nevakanditeerera panguva dzino
mungatitsananguro here zviri kuitwa nesangano renyu panyaya yekudzidzisa madzimai nyanya kuti vanyorese kuvhota
sangano redu riri kubata mabasa akasiyana siyana yekuti tingati meseji isvike kumadzimai kuti nguva iya yekunyoresa kuvhota yadzoka zvekare tinonase kuti vanhu vanga vane kaconfusion pakamhouya zvemabaielections apa vakavharwa kuti vanhu havachanyorese vakafungidzira kuti zvatovharwa zvachose saka tiri kudzokazve kunharaunda kwatinoshanda tichiudza madzimai kuti aiwa kunyoresa kuvhota kwatangazve apa mukanyoresa apa munokwanisa kuvhota zvakare mugore ra2023 pamaelections achaitwa muno muzimbabwe harmonized elections saka tiri kuenda pamasocial media tiri kuenda tichitaura mameseji tichiti madzimai kwose kwose kwamuri ikoko vhotai vanasikana vari kumakoreji vhotai nyoresai tichivadzidzisa zvinodiwa kuti munhu anga achikwanisa kuenda kunonyoresa kuvhota uyezve tiri kuita maprogram atingati macampaigns handiti tichifamba kunharaunda dzatigere tiida kufara zvizhinji kuti nguva ino yatenda recovid-19 ratiderere vanhu vaakubvumidzwa kufamba vachienda kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana saka tiri kutora mukana iwowo through machapters yedu tichidzidzisa kunharaunda kwatigere nekuti women's coalition of zimbabwe iri mumaprovhinsi 10 ezimbabwe saka ikoko kwatiri mumachapta imomo tiri kufamba tichienda kunharaunda dzakadzikadzika kwatinoti kumaremote areas kuya tichidzidzisa madzimai kunyange avo vanorarama nehurema tiri kuvadzidzisa kuti aiwa kunyange vanovabatsira vasaore munhu panguva ino apa vachaenda kunovabatsira kuti vanyorese kunovhota uyezve zvinokwaniseka kunge zvichitakurwa kuti munhu akwanise kunorejista kuvhota zvakaita sezvitupa zvinge zviri padyo navo vazokwanisazve kuti kana vachinge vanyoresa pamazuva mashomo ari kuya kumberi uku vanokwanisazve kuti unotarisa zita ravo muvhotas roll kuti range ririmwe rakagara rakavhurwa ende ndida kufara nechirongwa chakaitwa ne-NET1 NET1 yakaisa chirongwa chekuti vanokwanisa kuti unokwanisa kutsvaga zita rako kuti vakarejista wadhi kupi zvese zvinenge zviripo uchizvionera vakagara mumba mako saka aiwa chirongwa chiri kutambirwa nemadzimai nevanasikana vari kuchifarira ende tiri kuona kuti madzimai neizvozvi zvakazouya zvechitupa chitupa vanhu vanga vasina mufunge ende zvanga zvichinetsa mavhenas kuenda pamakiyo iko kwarejistra uku kwainetsa kuti vanhu vatore zvitupa asi tiri kuonesa kuti hurumende yaisa izvi pamwe chete kuti zvifambe kuitira kuti kana usina chitupa tiri kuuya inonzi mobile registration bci phase 2 ndo iriko vanhu vanobva atora chitupa chake obva aenda kunorejista kunovhota ende tiri kutaura izvi nemutsindo nekuti takarwadziwa pamabaelections kuti madzimai havana kunokwanisa kutororejista vamwe kuti vatozvigadzira kuti vave macandidates unokwanisa kunge wakarejista kuvhota iyo iye uchidzira tirikugara tichivataurira kuti munofanira kunge makarejista uku kunovhota uyezve muzive munharaunda yamuchanovhoterwa imimiwo madzimai murejiste kunovhota mugusarambe musinyuita makagara kudzimba tigobuda nehwandu hwedu tigovhotera madzimai mugore ra2023 rokuya iri
Muri ipapo mataura imi kuti munopa dzidziso chimbotiwo kune vakateerera mutiudzo kuti zvii zvinodiwa kuti munhu awanikwe iye achinyoresa kuvhota mambotipa dzidziso iyoyo.
Munhu kana achienda kunonyoresa kunovhota anotakura iye inonzi chitupa. Chitupa ndo zvinodiwa kana kuti passport iri kushanda. Ndoyaunoenda kunorejista nayo neproof of residence. Proof of residence ndo tsamba kana gwaro bepa remvura. Remagesi mazuva anokwani mabhills aya ndora unotakura iroro uchienda naro uchinoratidza paunogara kuitira kuti wobva waiswa muwadhi imomo maunogara usazowanikwa namatambudziko ekuti panonyoresa dzimwe nguva waiswa kumusha iwe uri kuno kudhorobha. Tinoda kuti tivharidzire matambudziko akadaro. Saka pachitupa chako nepassport iri kushanda ndakaona mazuva apera emaharmonized elections vanhu vaifamba nemapassport akaexpire. Hazvidiwe izvozvo, hamubvumizwe. Uyezve driver's license haishakwanisi kuti munhu aende kunorejista kuvhota nekuti haitarisi hairatidzi kuti sabhuku kwaunobva ndekupi kana kuti nharaunda yaunogara iri kupi. Uyezve hairatidzi inonzi citizenship zvichireva kuti uri mugari wemuzimbabwe here kana kuti hausi. Saka kana kunorejista kunovhota kunodiwa vagari vemuzimbabwe kune avo futi vakapiwa inonzi dual citizenship vanenge vachiratidza kuti dzimwe wavanogara uku asi vakabvumidzwa nemutemo hurumende kuti vachikwanisa zvekuvhota vari munyika ino yezimbabwe.
Okay, if you can just tell us what is your organization doing currently? You see you've been running a campaign encouraging women to register to vote.
Yeah, currently is the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe and also is the Female Students Network Trust we've embarked on voter mobilization for registration bliss phase two, which has been currently rolled out by ZEC to ensure that our women get registered to vote. And we are encouraging them to really take the particulars that are required by ZEC and also by the government of Zimbabwe for you to be enabled to be registered as a citizen of Zimbabwe. So we are carrying out awareness campaigns around the social media in Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe. We are decentralized. We exist in the 10 provinces of Zimbabwe. So you realize that reaching out to the grassroots is not a problem. So those chapters are also doing the same in terms of mobilizing women to go and vote. And it's also in good time where we've just come from the by-elections where we've discovered that women were not fully represented and women, especially young women, did not give the opportunity to go and vote. So we're actually embarking on these awareness campaigns and also mobilization bliss to encourage our women to go and register to vote wherever they are. And also not forgetting or not leaving anyone behind, especially to those women who are living with women with disabilities. So we are also encouraging the Europeans that they should assist them to go and register to vote. And we are also happy that this registration bliss has come in good time where the mobile registration for identity cards is also being rolled out. Mm-hmm. So it's easier actually to our women and also the citizens of Zimbabwe, where the mobile registration for identity cards has been decentralized to our community. So it's easier for someone to acquire an identity card and go straight to register and vote. And we do want to applaud and appreciate the facility that Net One has also rolled out, that it is now easier now for you. If you register, you can go, you can search your name in the voters roll through the Net One facility that has been given. So the campaign are running through the social media. Mm-hmm. We are also having the physical meetings. And because of now the COVID-19 regulations or restrictions have been relaxed a bit, people are now able to mix and mingle. And we are taking this opportunity as the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe to reach out to the women who are in the deepest remote areas, so encouraging them to go and register to vote and also encouraging them to acquire identity cards that are required for someone or for somebody to be able to register to vote.
Mm-hmm. Can you take us through what is actually required for someone to register to vote, especially for the women listening out there? What particulars should they have?
Very important aspects they came up with us, because I think we've laid from that, just the end of by-elections where we've seen people not knowing what are really required by one to be able to actually vote and also to go and register to vote. So what is required is a valid passport. You can also take with you an identity card for yourself. And surely we don't want people who use other people's identity cards, honestly. So that's a bliss. It's also helping everyone to acquire identity cards. So is ID a valid? I know ID is always valid. And a valid passport that is not expired. And a driver's license is not allowed to go for you to go and register to vote. So it's a passport and an ID and then a proof of residence, which also shows where you live, the world which you are coming from, so that when you are registered, it really clearly indicates. And we can also indicate through your proof of residence where you are supposed to go and vote. So it's very important that you should take with you this identity particular so that you get registered. So we don't want disappointments where people go, they are uninformed, and they know it's frustrating to come out of the queue. You want to register, but you're told you have brought in a driver's license or invalid passport or a birth certificate, that one, or the paper ID. It's not required. So it's either the plastic identity card, which is now available in Zimbabwe, and even the metal one, and the valid passport. These are the particulars that somebody can take for registration, as we are also doing this campaign on voter registration at the moment.
Thank you so much. Over to you, sir.
Okay, lapho ke sizwa umhlonitshwa wethu ke esichasisela ngokwenziwa inhlanganiso yakhe ukufundisa abantu ukuthi bebhalisele ukuvota. Silonkosikazi Evanice Mnandla oye Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe othi inhlanganiso yakhe ikhuthaza abesifazana ukuthi bebhalisele ukuvota. Okuqakathekileyo ke njalo uyachasisa kabanzi ngokuthi kuyini okufunekayo ukuthi umuntu akuthwale nxa isiyavota. Abaningi ngabona vele selikwazi ukuthi kumele ube nesithupha sakho, kumele nxa ungalasithupha kumbele passport kumbe kule ncwadi ekunika imvumo yokuthi utshayele imota lokunye okuningi-ningi okwenzeka ukuthi uhambe-ke uyebhalisa ukuthi uvote. Njalo-ke usichasisela ngokuthi-ke abesifazane inhlelo abaziqhubayo lokuthi abesifazane labo bayakhuthazwa njalo ukuthi bevotelane. Yikho-ke lapho besikuzwa-ke kumhlonitshwa wethu ebesilaye lapha ecingweni. Marvelous, you remember last time we had a campaign called we had a lady, Miss Cora Ndebele, who was explaining a campaign, yes, that should be a registered voter campaign, which was spearheaded by women, which is spearheaded by women because she's saying they are continuing the campaign during this second blitz. And she generated a lot of interest amongst the people and controversies when she stated that the women have to go to the extent of refusing to be intimate with their husbands because if they have not registered to vote. Mm-hmm. Yes, we put that story up on the web and our listeners generated many comments because they were saying the topic is controversial. And they shouldn't, women should not do that, but just say people should go and register to vote. But she did explain that it was done as the last, women can do that as the last resort, not only to their husbands, but to their children as well. You know, grown-up kids who don't want to go and register to vote, they should not dish out food for them until they show a registration sleep. So she was saying that's the way to make people get up and register to vote. So today, she's still trying to get into the show. Her network is bad, but she sent us the first recording where we can listen to how far has this program gone. Was it successful? Did the women manage to do that, to not give their children food or their husbands intimacy, and how is it going? So let's hear from her as to what's going on.
Congratulations to be registered to vote campaign. We are going kahle kakhulu ngoba kulabantu abaningi ababesithinta sokudlulile i-voter registration bekhala ngokuthi baswele ithuba. So mama sokungene i-second phase abantu abana sesebalandela ngokwafonela la ngokwasendaba messages sibabonisa lezi ndawo eseduzane nalo abangaqonda khona ukuze bayeregister. Njalo nje siyalandelela kubomama lapha ama-programs ayenziwayo sifike kibo ngoba sibakhuthaze ukuthi baqhubele i-campaign e-thousand level. Njengoba sathola phambi ekuqaleni ukuthi i-campaign le ithagethe izimbulu ngezimbulu okutho ukuthi e-thousand level one informed member should make a difference. So onguye ololwazi osisa kabanzi ngento zokuvota nokuqakatheka kokubana siregiste kusigaba ngesigaba. Siyamkhuthaza ukubana ayenze ukubana imuli yakhe yonke ngubaba emuli yakhe yonke ngubaba kulele khaya ku-household bonke baregistered. Omama yebo kambe mangase sitsho i-strategy sokugcina i-last resort yethu yokuthi umntwana nxa engafuni ukurejista ungaphakeli. Hhayi bake behleke kube ngani into nje enobubhangathisi kodwa bayathuka ubana hhayi abantwana after ngobela ukwenzeka nikabili umntwana uyaphakama ahambe eyirejista. Njalo kwenzakala same thing lakubobaba obaba nakufika umudle beza omama sitho omama mabanga manje obaba uthi ngendaba zokuthi obaba kabarejistana kube yinto engani ilokubhangqathisa kodwa isiphetho sinamuva siyabona sesike sahlela sinike ama-phone calls from abantu aba-different bekhuluma ukuthi hhayi sengikhokhe ngikhonile ukubana imuli yami yonke ibe registered. Iningi belikhala nge-issue yezithupha. So ukuthi kungathesa izithupha i-registry la iprogram ihamba isithi abantu bonke bathathe izithupha after this time lethi imuli yemuli kuzahlisana kule 0% yabantu abaregistered. Sihle sithi qhubekele ukuthi liqhubeke kahle nge-note non-registered voter ezindlini wonke umuntu abe-registered okuyinto e-positive kakhulu. Njalo silokhu siqhubeka lathi lapho sihlangana khona nabantu lapho sibica khona kulabantu ababuteneyo siyawuqhuba umkhankaso. Lo mkhankaso kasowami kuphela umama wokho osefundile wazwisisa ngokuqakatheka kwakho nokulayi lapho akhona ahlangane khona labo mama abaningi layo uyayifuqa i-thousand level undu yakho kulabantu abaningi abakhuthelelo bavumelekile. Asengibonile omama abathize ngingangabona umama la efuqe ethola ibhasikili kwenye ilokithi imemeza naye sithi kokhona hey wonke umuntu ahambe eregister ngakonke umkhankaso okuthi uhambile wonke umama semekushutha esigabeni sakhe ivisi liyahamba lifinyelele kuye wonke umuntu.
Yes, today Mav, we heard Ms. Cora Ndebele of Be a Registered Voter campaign. She's actually saying the campaign is a success. They've received phone calls saying after a day or two when the children, especially the boys, you know, these, she says the ones who are always loitering around the streets, not employed, school dropouts, or the first school, they can't get a job. After one or two days without food, they bring the registration slips. I'm sure it will be interesting to hear what Mrs. Monanja says about this one. But the gist is that it's household-based, it's family-based, and the woman is the one who can make the difference by pushing the sons, the daughters, and the husband to register to vote. Yes, if you can ask Ms. Monanja, what do you think of this program? Is it a best way of doing the campaigns, or everyone is free to bring their own types of campaigns?
Let me just ask it. Munando, we are hearing here, you know, there's a campaign that is being spearheaded where they are actually saying maybe women should deny, especially at the voter age group, some food if they don't have a registration slip. And they say it's been working. What's your view? You work with female students, you work with students. What's your view on this campaign?
Yeah, I think this campaign is very strategic in the sense that it really denies somebody the basic need. And it makes somebody to realize the impact and the pain that somebody would go through after being denied the food. Because voting, actually, it's your voice. If you deny your voice, the access to be heard, I think these are the consequences. But I think it's also a kind of, you know, a bit aggressive, and I appreciate that because I think we have exhausted quite a number of strategies in terms of encouraging youth to go and vote. So drawing them closer to the need, drawing them closer to home, I think will make them realize the impact that they are causing even when they are not going to register and vote. So I appreciate your campaign, but also to say I think, we really need to look both at both sides of the coin. Mm-hmm. To say in doing that, are we not also creating other problems? Because I think we need to go deeper to the grassroots, understanding why these youth are refusing to go and register to vote or not to vote. What is also associated with their lack of interest? So if we address the root causes, I think we have addressed all the problem on this entirety. So it's okay, but I think other strategies should also be devised so that they should be educated and make them understand why is it important for them to vote. So, but this is an example. I think it should be followed by education, voter education, and also just conscientizing the youth and even the young people to ignite interest to go and vote and deal away with apathy.
Yes, that's very interesting, because we also heard her in her audio saying that the people say they don't want to register to vote because they don't see any difference. But she's telling them that there won't be any difference if you don't go to register to vote. And that the strategy they are using is just to speak. And everywhere they find people gathered, they would address them. And she says she was interested when she saw a woman on a bike saying to people, please go and register to vote, that she believes her campaign is reaching far and wide. Yes, over to you, Marvelous.
Mm-hmm.
Unoziva Marvelous nyaya kutotaura iyi nyaya iri kutoitika nekuti isu patinoshanda nevasikana tichienda kumakoreji nekuti vadzidzi vechidiki vanyuwani vari kutanga kujoina yunivhesiti takunosangana navo. Ndiri kurangana kuti vana ava vari kutobva mucommunity mumba mavangu vachienda kuhigh school nekudi, asi nyaya yavo ndinoona sekuti vana vechidiki mazuva anoka vari kutora kudyirwa nguva nezvinhu zvisina basa. Havakwanisi kunzwisisa kuti vaende kuchikoro. Ini ndinoshamiswa nevana vanenge vachizoti fees yakwira, vari kuita demonstration kana kupokana kuti ndashaya kana mari yechikoro. Mamirire ezvinhu kana kuti kumira kwakaita ikonomi yedu yemuno muzimbabwe iri kuda inonzi holistic approach, iri kuda munhu wese kuti tise musoro pamwe chete. Inini handisi kuti kana tavhota tinochinja maleaders, asi ndiri kuti ngationei kuti kana tichisarudza maleaders edu patinoregista kunovhota tine mukana wekuisa izwi redu pakunosarudza vatungamiriri vashanzwisisa kodzero dzedu, vatungamiriri vashanzwisisa nhunha dzatiri kusangana nadzo. Ndinangopa mucherechedzo Marvelous kuti nei ndichivhotera kansela mvura haisi kubuda mumba mandigere muyuthi munhu ari kusangana nazvo. Saka tasa vechidiki ava ndivo vari kuenda kunguva dzavo vasikana, kana kutasa nyaya yevasikana vanotoziva kurwadza kunoita kutakura mugomo kubva kuno vachienda nekoko rekutsvaga mvura, uye vanoziva matambudziko ari kusanganikwa navo mukutsvaga mvura ikoko. Saka hamuvhotere kansera ka ari kugara kugorodhe ane bhoo nemajakonzi aka achigeza ikoko. Chida kuti vana vechidiki vavhurike, asi munoona kuti havambochitora serious, vanenge vachingototi hanheno hazvichinji. Zvinoda kuchinjwa nani? Mamiriro ezvinhu anochinjwa namumwe munhu wese izwi rake rataurika ranzika. Ndinoda kungotarisa kuti mhuri yezimbabwe nekuwanda kwatakaita tikangoisa muono pamwe chete kuti hatisi kuvhoterana paushamwari, hatisi kuvhoterana kuti ndivananhenge vagara vachivhoterwa kana kuti vagara vachitonga. Toda kuti vaitise vatungamiriri vane zviro zvevanhu pamwe. Munoti imimi zvinhu hazvishanduki here? Ini ndida kungochallenja vechidiki vari pano kuti mufunge muri kuruza mukana, ende munoti hatisi kuenda kuchikoro, tiri bhizi, hatine maassignments. Mucharamba muchinyora maassignments asingamakwe kuti maticha hakuna mari. Aimuona ndoda kudzidziswa zvinhu zviri padhuze navo kuti zvatiri kuita izvi tiri kuitira ivo nesuwo neremangwana nerera zvino, because upenyu huri kutangira pari zvino. Patiri kutomuka nhasi mangwanani tichimuka kuine drought kusina mvura, ndichimuka mba musina chikafu, tichimuka mvura yaoma mumatepi musina mvura, hurumende tichaya mishonga yekuti iise mumatepi. Asi tikasarudza vatungamiri vanoziva kuti izvo zvakavakoshera, asingadhiraivhe moto yakewo kana kuti mutungamiri arimo ari kuto ane taya rake hamunonoka kubasa kana kunonoka kuairport asi taya rabhesta parodhaku, tinoona kuti tinoenda kure nekuti zvata dambudziko ratinaro nderekuti hatisina muoni wekutakuti kana ticharodza kuti zvinhu zvifambe mafambiro atinoda isisu isgredoripak mukanyarara muchiti zvinofamba sendi ana achataura akakumirirai saka ndina kuvakurudzira kuti aiwa vamayutika hazvichinje kusvika imi masimukawo siyai maassignments ai mumbonoregista kunovhota munoenda kuti patiri kufamba tese apa imi muchinovhotawo unoziva mavhenasi ndakarwadziwa pamabielections ndakaona mukana wekunovhotesa ndakamirira wemunicipalition of zimbabwe ndaka ndichitoti ndichatoonawo wechidiki vachiuya unoziva kuti vaitozouya panguva yekuvhara polling station vechikomana vakadhakwa kunyetera confusion kuti hanzi handizivi zvekuvhotisa kuti kuri kunyetera dzungu mupolling station hapana uri kumboitira izvozvo nekuti mapresiding officer vachavhotisa maresults anoenda sezvazviri vamwe havana kuwana mukana wekuvhota mwano ya 5 minutes to 7 polling station yakuvharwa mazimai echidiki ndipo ngaavari bhizi kugadzira nzwara handiti vashoma vakavhota ende vari kundinzwa pandiri kutaura panapa ndakatotsamwa chaizvo nekuti handina kuona vasikana vechidiki vazhinji vachivhota anoona saka tiri kuita sei vasikana kana kuti vana vechidiki vemazuva ano vari kuti chizvine zvinezvi vachazvifambisa sei kana tichitadza kutora chikamu chatinosungirwa nebumbiro remutemo wezimbabwe kuti munhu wese anofanira kuexercisa raiti yake ataure zake rinzwike vari bhizi tete kuzoita mademonstration kana zvinhu zvaoma but muripo here pazvikamu handii vari bhizi kunyunyuta chete pasocial media mukaudza nyaya yekuti dhata vanoriwana rokunotaura pasocial media kuti zvakadai zvakadai mazoona here asi kuti zvine pundutso pavari papo nepatiri hazvina hazvisi kuonekwa
Maybe let me just ask you again in English. What are you seeing on the ground regarding the youth? And we saw there was a lot of apathy when it came to the by-elections, but what kind of a response are you getting when you do your community visits?
Yeah, it's very pathetic and it's very saddening that to learn that youth, most of the youth, they are not coming forward. The reason I think they are plenty. But what I've also discovered is that when we are doing our mobilization and our campaigns, yes, youth are coming in big numbers, you know, to attend those whatever campaigns. But what is also saddening is you don't see them on the ground doing the actual thing. Because we've taught them how to do things. We've taught them how to register. What is required? And you know what? What is also said is that the youth are the most educated. They are the backbone of this country. And if they can only take part in participating in the country or in the national duties, I think they will make a difference. But I think they are, should I use the word ignorant? I think it's a proper one because they pretend not to know, but they know because they are going to school. They are not taking these national duties very seriously. And they don't really understand the impact that is associated with not participating in the national duties. For example, if you don't speak to voting, if you don't register to vote, then they become very frustrated when the voting time is arrived. They want to go and vote by that they do not register because the morale now in the community will be high. You say, let's go and vote, let's go and vote. That's when somebody is going to discover that I did not register. And they want to create a drama. They go to a polling station and say, I didn't find my name. Yet what? Let me know. You know, I think you know the world is now, I mean, everything.
Well, I think our guest has to drop. Hey, I hope my co-host, I hope they are coming back soon. In the meantime, we'll continue with our guest. I see Marvelous is back. In the meantime, we'll continue with our other guest, Cora Njebele, to hear what she has to say more. Would there be a registered voter campaign that is spearheaded by women at household level?
Akasanosa sokukhuphukela kuzima ekuthini asisa concentrate kubomama kuphi but asisekhangela one informed member at household level okutsho ukuthi umama kumbe ubaba kumbe ugogo ngokukhulu kumbe intsha ezwisisa kabanzi ukuqakatheka kokuba i-registered voter nangokuqakatheka kokubana abantu bathathe ilungelo labo lokuvota emulini kube yilo elimake sure ukuthi at household level it remains with with no one only could register, so only 18 years and above. So I'm kakaso sell kuva, nakuna sema panjin lapa se fingela kuza kamizi, mizu mizi, I want to bow kuva rashe, that's like a logichi, look as see as kuba as targeta different groups of people as a church. The hashtag voter registration campaign is progressing well. So far, so good. We are really impressed because in the previous voter registration, we had calls, people calling. After the voter registration had stopped, people calling saying we failed to register because we didn't get IDs. But in this second phase, we are privileged that registrar and hold another program for those who want birth certificate and IDs in such a way that all these new registered people who got their IDs in this phase will make sure that everyone registers to vote. Majority of them were 18 and registered. General, we expect more numbers of people who are registering and who come and register for the registered voter campaign. On the same note, we have escalated our voter registration campaign by targeting informed members at household level. We are no longer concentrating on women or ladies to push this campaign at household level, but we are saying every informed member at household level, even if it could be the head of the family, the father or the mother, or even the youth, at household level were informed. They should just make sure that they preach the same gospel and make sure that at their household level or at their resident area, there's no one who remains unregistered. Even at community level, one informed member at community level should make a difference. What it means is one informed member should preach the same gospel to everyone and encourage everyone that he or she registered. She registers. And on the same note, people used to, when we started this campaign, it was sort of a joke when we say, make sure that you don't give your child who's 8 years and above food for a night to make sure that you encourage her or him to vote. But they've given us results, even for the fathers. When we say ladies should deny their conjugal rights, they were complaining, but at the end of the day, we got positive results because we have quite a number of people who have managed to make sure that they are also careful, they remain with the 0% non-registered citizen at household level, which is positive, really. We are in place, and we are encouraging, we are still pushing and encouraging everyone at household level. So far, we've been targeting groups whereby they are community meetings, we preach the same gospel at community level, in community meetings, in the youth programs. Whenever there are youth programs, we get invitation by the youth to come and talk to them about the importance of being a registered voter. Even at community, I've been invited in quite a number of communities, including.
Yebo ke uxolo lapho ngabona ke uhlonitshwa wethu uxakekile lapho esachasisa ukuthi basebenza njani lo mphakathi. Lapha ke nje ube sekhuluma ngesingisi kodwa ngakakukhuluma kuqala ukuthi bahamba becela ukuthi umphakathi ubhalisele ukuvota. Yeyeni zathi ke ngaqhubeka.
Good positive results because we have quite a number of people who have managed to make sure that at their household level they remain with the 0% non-registered citizen at household level, which is positive. We are in place and we are encouraging, we are still pushing and encouraging everyone at household level. So far, we've been targeting groups whereby community meetings, we preach the same gospel at community level, in community meetings, even the youth programs, whenever there are youth programs, we get invitation by the youth to come and talk to them about the importance of being a registered voter. Even at community, I've been invited in quite a number of communities, including my own community. I remember there was this residential meeting and I was invited to address the community about the importance of being a registered voter. So far, so good. We are really, we have positive results. Even if we look at the rural area, as I'm speaking right now, I'm in rural areas and I'm preaching the same gospel, and I'm now targeting the community opinion, community leaders at a community, because if you target those, the message spreads faster. So far, so good. We are getting more youth, because on this particular issue, we are now encouraging the youth more to go and get their IDs to capitalize on this registration or for IDs and birth certificate. And we have even the old people who don't have the birth certificate. We are encouraging them to go and get access of a birth certificate and ID. And as soon as they have these important documents, they should just go and register and appear on the voter roll. So far, so good. We were impressed. The results are positive. And we are expecting that by the time when this program ceases, every citizen of Matabeleland region particularly will be registered and will be appearing on the voter roll.
Right, marvelous. That was Cora Ndebele. She's also adding that in some places in the rural areas, they find that even older people, older men and older women still don't have documents, even birth certificates, and they try to make them to go and register to vote. Yes, we would like to hear from Mrs. Mulando if that's what they encounter too, and if it's easier to get these registration documents, because we see the government is saying it has made it easier. But on the ground, does it really apply? Are people getting these documents easier?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can hear us there. Star was just asking, I think her network is kind of choppy at the moment, but let me ask her. If you heard the question, Star is asking that, is it easy for people to get the ID cards? Because she's saying, our guest is saying, in some areas, it's even the older people who don't have their birth certificates and ID cards. What are you seeing on the ground?
I think so. Yeah. Hello?
Carry on.
Okay.
You can carry on. Yeah, I think we're having issues.
Yes, I think we're having issues.
I will try to call her back because I think, you know, she's been on the phone for the past half an hour. So I'll try to call her back. But it's interesting to hear what our guest, Mrs. Ndebele, is saying there, that she's actually in the rural areas at the moment. And also the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe are also saying that because they are in 10 regions in the country, they are also decentralizing and also pushing their message to the rural areas. So I'll try and see if we can get Mulando back on the phone because, as you know, the network in Zimbabwe is a bit choppy at the moment.
Yes, and like where Ms. Ndebele says she is, it's raining, so which is making the issue worse, despite the, I mean, on top of the issues that are always there concerning networks. Yebo ke kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma ke sixoxa ke ngohlelo lokubhalisela ukuvota. I-voter registration exercise yona-ke esaqhubeka elizweni lonke nje. Siyabona ukuthi inhlanganiso ye-ZEC isikhuthaze abantu ukuthi bebhalisele ukuvota ngendlela yokuthi sibona ukuthi siyakukhefu lephasika kathesi. I-ZEC ithi izigaba kuyabe kuvuliwe, uhlelo lolu luyabe luvuliwe. Ngakho-ke abantu bethathe leli thuba ukuthi bebhalisele ukuvota, kabe kungela ukuthi kuvaliwe ngoba yiphasika. Njalo bathi sebekwenza kube ngcono kathesi ukuthi abantu benzeni, befinyelele indawo zokuvota kathesi nxa bezidinga njalo ngalokho kuthiwa yi-mobile voter registration exercise. Yikho-ke esixoxa ngakho lamuhla. Silabahlonitshwa bethu ke abalwela amalungelo abesifazana. Sibonile ke besikhuluma ke lonkosikazi Cora Ndebele, owebhi registered voter campaign kodwa usemaphandleni, ucingo lwakhe aluvumi. Sakhuluma njalo lonkosikazi Evanice Munanjo, laye usitshela ukuthi inhlanganiso yakhe kuyini ekwenzayo ngalolu daba. And Mavu, we also spoke to someone, Studio 7, from the rural areas, who's saying that there are some people are not aware of the program, of the voter registration exercise, but they are encouraging people to go and register to vote. And that there are programs there to teach the people by ZEC. Some cannot access those places because they are far, although it's called mobile. No one will be very satisfied that it's at their doorstep. Someone else will be saying it's still further from my doorstep, but it's better than last time. But those other centers are still open to the main centers where people can go and register to vote. These ones are just additional. Over to you.
Let's take my Monando quickly because the network is choppy at the moment. Muti Tauro, Timuruko na Jakamira Sepanya, Yakutore. Yes, go ahead. Muti Tauro, Timuruko na Jakamira Sepanya, Yaku, and Amakwari, why you could even ask from the Yuresa Kufuta.
If you can say the same thing in English, what are you seeing on the ground regarding, you know, how people are taking up the voter registration exercise?
Okay, I think from the feedback that we are getting from the communities that the voter registration is not able to do registration, but it is that some communities that are failing to access the registration points because they are still very far away. Also, I think the information was the media of communication that was used to publicize this area. I think it was also marginalizing because it was used through radio. Some they also it was established. I mean, published in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm. I think we're having issues there.
So, some also were defending on social media, so it could not reach. Hello.
Yes, carry on. We can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. Carry on. Let me call you back. So
yes, I'm
amai munando vakutaura ivo vachitaura kuti kune dzimwe nzvimbo shoko harina kusvika. So Star, mai munando is agreeing with you that yes, what the caller in the rural area said is true, because some of the messages that were sent were, you know, were done on radio and newspapers, and some people don't have access to that form of medium. So she was saying what they have done as the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe is actually use their chapters within, you know, the provinces to go into each area, especially like places where people collect water and, you know, give awareness programs there, leave a leaflet there so that people can know. Because when they heard the term mobile registration, some people stayed home thinking that the registrar's office will come and knock on your door and give you, you know, your registration or your birth certificate. But that's not how it works. They are just literally going to an area and then expecting people to come to the actual mobile clinic that they'll be running.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And the mobile registration, and I also heard she was also hearing that some people is still far, even yes. If it's still the mobile. All right, thank you very much, Mav. I think I will give an audio again where we spoke at Studio 7 to someone from the Rural Areas Empowerment Trust in Lupane, there in Matabelele North, and who was explaining difficulties faced by villagers during this second phase of the voter registration mobile place. We spoke to Vumani Ndlovu, Utolo. We spoke to Vumani Ndlovu, an official of the Rural Communities Empowerment Trust. Yes, that's Rural Communities Empowerment Trust. He's based in Lupane, Matabelele North, and he's explaining what's going on there in the rural areas.
Pumanayo, njengeze inhlanganiso ezizimele esebenzela eMathebelele North ukuthi iningi labantu abakwazi ngalolu hlelo kakuzange kube lendlela zokugqugquzela abantu kumbe ngithi zokufundisa abantu nokubazisa ukuthi kulo hlelo olunjalo oluzenzakala. Labantu laba abaqhatshwe nguhulumende okwenza ukuthi benze i-voter education register in education baqalise izolo ngemfanelo bekufanele ukuthi ngabe baqalise mandulo kumbe amaviki amathathu kungakaqalisi lona uhlelo lokuregister. Sinazelele futhi lokuthi inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kazizange zibe lamathuba eleleyo kumbe ngithi kazila mathuba eleleyo ukuthi zingene emphakathini ziguguzele umphakathi, zifundise umphakathi, zazise umphakathi ukuthi kulo hlelo oluthize. Kungenxa yokuthi inhlanganiso eziningi kakhulu, ikakhulu nxa sikhuluma ngama community-based organizations, inhlanganiso ezigxile kuzulu ebantwini emakhaya, kazila ama-resources, engathi ngama-resources ngesikhiwa, zokuthi zingene zisabalalise lowo mbiko. Kunzima ikakhulu emakhaya ukuthi kwenzakale lokhu kungela ama-resources angafana nezimota zokuhambisa ukuthi abantu bangene basabalalise leyo mbiko. Bekudingeka sibili ukuthi ngabe ama-resources abekhona, inhlanganiso lezi ezizimeleyo zibe yizo ezisabalalisa lowo mbiko, zifundise izakhamizi ontanga ukuqakatheka kokuya register. Ngombono wami ngibona ngani kuzafana nalokho okwenzakale ku-first blitz ye-voter registration, lapho kube labantu abalutshwana khona abahambe ba-register ukuvota. Nakhathi sinje kuzafana, kukhanya ngani nje lizaba nje uhulumende wenza izaba ukuthi kuthiwe kule-voter registration. Kodwa ngeke samsola uhulumende ezimele yedwa, bekudingeka lokuthi inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo zisebenze gadalala ekwaziseni izakhamizi kumbe intuzulu ngokuvota.
Kuyini uhulumende kufanele akwenze ukwenzela ukuthi abantu babekwazi ngalolu hlelo njalo befinyelele izigaba zonke zokuvota?
Okumqoka ukuthi uhulumende
kumele afunde okwenzakale kuhlandla lokuqala ukuthi abantu kabayanga ukuya register ukuvota ngembangela ezinengi ikakhulu emakhaya. Imbangela ezimqoka kuyukuthi abantu bebengelalwazi lalolu hlelo, bebengaluqakathekisi ngoba bengafundiswanga ngokuthi lolu hlelo lumqoka kangakanani. So kungakho-ke bekudingakala ukuthi ngalo uhulumende uqalise ngemfundiso abantu abenza i-voter education, registration education, bangena emakhaya phambilini kokuthi kuqaliswe lolu hlelo. Ukuthi nasoluqalisa abantu bevele sebelomdladla, sebelolukuluku lokuthi bahambe bayebhalisa ukuvota, bekwazi njalo futhi lokuthi iziphi iy'ndingeko ezidingakalayo nxa umuntu esiyavota, okunjengezithupha, okunjengama-proof of residence lokunye okuninginingi. Inhlangothi ezijiyeleyo ezigoqela uhulumende, ezigoqela amabandla ezombusazwe, ezigoqela inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo, zonke nje lezo nhlangothi zizithele ngaqandayo, akukhanyi lokuthi zenzani.
Yeah, okay. They're marvelous. We had Vumani Ndlovu of the communities, of the Rural Communities Empowerment Trust. He's based in Lupane, Matabelele North. And he was saying what we have said before about the problems in rural areas. He says in his province, the ZEC personnel came for voter registration awareness education on Monday when the second blitz was starting, which was too late to inform, you know, other villagers. They should have been ready for that. And he's also saying it's not just the government, even the NGOs should also up their game to teach people. But of course, we hear Mrs. Monandi saying that's exactly what they are doing, and Cora saying that's exactly what they are doing. Because they were saying if it continues like that, like this, this program might be the same as the first blitz where they were lower registration. Yes, marvelous. Over to you.
Let's ask Mrs. Monando. You get there from one of the callers. They're saying you, as non-profit organizations, you need to up your game. What's your take on that?
I think we've already upped our game.
Registrar program leyo kuphonta namabhethi sabantwana izithupha ngenga-assista abanye abalihlaka kade bedinga izinama-photocopies abantwana abazayela ubogoni napha kithi esindabeni abantwana le bazayela ugoli abala-identity abanama-birth certificate okutho ukuthi kwasothiwa bathuthi kuphi amabhethi abazali izithupha ngathathu ngathathu ngi-assist lesimile abalihlaka kade befuna ukuthi benzele banjalo okutho ukuthi bayaphaka abantu emakhaya njele sibakhuthaza labo ngendlela efanayo ukuthi banjani besuka lapho sebenezithupha labo-birth certificate babone ukuthi ba-exercise ilungelo labo lokurejista i-APN the voters roll. Abantu bemakhaya baphakama lula njalo bayakhuthazeka lula, abafani nabasemadolobheni ngoba abantu emakhaya baphakama masinya. Xa bezokuhlelo baluphakamile njalo le lizwe liphambe lifinyelele ebantwini abaningi masinya njalo hhayi baluthakazekile lolu hlelo njalo most or majority of them bayarejista. Abantwana intsha yonke iyafuqa sibale irejiste laba ngani balokudonda bangani balokudusela emuva siyabakhuthaza ngendlela efanayo ukutho ukuhlela iprogram ihamba kahle kwakhathesi emakhaya. Sithanda ukubonga kakhulu ngendlela uhlelo lolu olukhankaswa ngakhona kwabezindaba la kubo-social media abantu yonke beliqhuba. Hhayi, asiqhubeke ngisenzenzela kuyasinceda ukubana i-Matabeleland region ingabi affected ngokubana irejistile ama-constituencies njengoba besesazi ukubana into eyenza ukubana siphakamele siphakame siqale i-hashtag voter campaign ukubana sokubona ukubana i-Matabeleland abantu abaningi le abarejistanga it will appear on the voters roll. Inani lakhona lincane kakhulu sikhangele le nani lwezinye izindawo kodwa sisazi ngempela ukubana abantu abaningi bakhona abantu abakulezo sigaba abasemathebeleleni kodwa inenza abalayo ithukuthu abazalayo inkuthazo yokubana bayirejista. Yibo kangokuningi okubesuka abantu bengabi ne-interest okubana barejiste ngoba babona ukubana kade bevota berejista emathebeleleni isemuva ngele inhlelo zikahulumende bahlezisayela emuva they feel sidelined. So you come and you have to do right. But
right, we'll have to cut a short there as we're running out of time. Marvelous. But we'd like to thank our guest, Mrs. Cora Ndebele of the Be a Registered Voter campaign.
And Oshakare, Amai Eva Nice Monando, the Sangano Re Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe, Uyeje, Vari Sangano Re Female Students Trust, Cho Sangana Shakare Mnechime Chirongwa, Ininzini Marvelous Mtanganyahuye, Dream Washington.
Yeah, lami msithandekile mhlanga sithi asidibaneni njalo ngolesine oluzayo.